Thank you, Mr. Chair. It is an honor to address a critical issue concerning the participation of Indigenous peoples in the work of this council, with a particular focus on the Khmer Krom, the Indigenous peoples of the Mekong Delta, concerning the outcomes from the first intersessional meeting of the Human Rights Council on enhancing Indigenous participation. I strongly urge the council to adopt accreditation principles and criteria that will empower Indigenous communities like the Khmer Krom to have their voices heard at the council. Here are my recommendations. The accreditation process must prioritize the right to self-determination and self-identification, ensuring that Indigenous peoples, including the Khmer Krom, can define their own identity without interference from the state. Flexibility is essential to accommodate diverse Indigenous governance structures, such as tribal councils, elders councils, and other community-based decision-making bodies, which may differ significantly from state-imposed systems. Equality among social-cultural regions must be ensured that all Indigenous groups, regardless of their size or political influence, can achieve balanced representation at the international forums. Inclusivity and diversity should be prioritized in the accreditation process, particularly regarding gender and youth representation, to ensure that the full range of Indigenous perspectives is reflected. Collective representation should be emphasized, ensuring accredited individuals speak on behalf of their entire community, not just themselves. Representatives must be strongly connected to their traditional lands, cultural practices, and languages, which are crucial to preserving their identity and heritage. Thank you. Jimrib Sua. Jimrib Lea. Akon.